No.
Not even once? You're a Sphalanx. Aren't you guys super progressive?
Oh, I see how it is. Yeah, we're all just whorish felines in heat all the time, aren't we? And I'm an odd duck because I think the idea of having sex with strangers for money is degrading. Is that it?
Would you do it for 50 credits?
No!
Would you do it for 50 million credits?
Absolutely not.
Damn it! I had a really good retort in the chamber if you said yes to that one. But you wouldn't fall for my trap. Guess you've never needed credits that bad in your life, huh?
Have you?
Yeah. I sucked a lot of dick on Firaxis V. What? You think less of me now because I had to prostitute myself to survive once?
No! I didn't mean to suggest that.
Well, there are more dangerous ways to make a living.
You got my back out there?
Only if you've got mine, Pussycat.
Go, go, go!
It has been a long and terrible war against the Replicons. The campaign ahead of us is long, and the price will be paid in the blood of millions of Onara. And friends from across the stars who've aided us in our time of need. On behalf of the Onaraxi Republic, we thank the Allied Galactic Federation for their aid. The road ahead of us is long, but with your help, we can turn the tide. So it will be. Corporal Kisa, Corporal Tsukamoto.
Commander Jet 2.
Nice speech back there.
I understand you are to be reassigned to the Kavlon Prime tomorrow afternoon with a contingent force remaining here. But that doesn't mean your influence cannot extend far beyond your contributions in battle, but in the hearts of our men. So it will be.
Commander, what is this?
Something for the morale of our men, you see. This holoscreen can replicate any environment we choose.
I think she meant more the Cambot's lighting equipment and makeup chairs.
Well, obviously, we chose you two because you are among the most attractive soldiers we've ever had in our service. Our men have taken quite a liking to you two, especially you, Kisa.
What?
Guys like a challenge. They know I'm easy.
Please, it would be an honor to capture your bodies at the highest possible definition. Express your patriotism and encourage our boys to perform at their best on these lonely front lines.
Yeah, Kisa. Think about the boys thinking about your sexy body in their lonely hours.
Commander, sir, I understand what you're saying and what this means to you, but these sorts of frivolities are beneath me. It's my words and actions that define me as a soldier, not my looks, my body, my species, not even my gender. I intend to move up in the chain of command one day. I cannot have my men looking at me like I'm some kind of piece of meat, or they'd never respect me. Hell, I'd never respect myself.
Where to, boss?
Oh.
Not looking. I'm not looking.
It'll be fun. Come on. Aren't you tired of all your war stories filled with all kinds of bodily fluids, but not any of the fun ones?
This isn't war.
Hey, Commander, where are the proceeds for this shoot going? Calendars, pinups, and such?
To our frontline efforts, of course. So it would be.
Oh, snap! Now you're turning down the chance to leave some real good on this planet after you're gone. Come on, Hairball. You got my back out here.
Only if you've got mine. You're always the first into the fray, aren't you?
That's the spirit. Now, show me your pinup girl smile. Yeah, you're gonna need to work on that. Bit on the toothy side.